O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 22 by Greg LaFollette. Clashing tones and various electronic instruments and synthesizers create an unsettled atmosphere. The addition of 80s-style drums causes even more cacophony. In the midst of it all, this psalm of lament is sung with added reverberation, a desperate call for God's deliverance.
Why have you forsaken me? My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? You promised. Why have you forsaken me? So let God deliver him, since he loves him.
Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. And you, our fathers, trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breasts. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. The inscription of this psalm tells us that it's a psalm of David, but as a psalm of David, it's rather puzzling. David experienced many difficult things in his life, but nothing that rises to the level of agony described here in these verses. As you look at the last verse that was read into verses 16 and 17, we see that the psalmist's hands and feet are pierced, his bony frame is exposed, and he is dehydrated almost to the point of death. What's being described here? It's an execution. But we know from 1 Kings that David died an old man at home in his bed. So who's this passage referring to? Well, according to Jesus, it refers to him as he cries out in Matthew 27:46, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is a messianic psalm, a text that looks forward about 1,000 years from the time that it was written, demonstrating the extent of God's amazing love and the lengths to which he was willing to go to save sinners like you and me. In reflecting on this love, the hymn writer John Newton wrote, O wondrous love, to bleed and die, to bear the cross and shame, that guilty sinners such as I might plead thy gracious name. Let's take the next few moments now to reflect on that wondrous love. Let's close with this prayer from a young Ghanaian Christian taken from I Lie on My Mat and Pray. I have no other helper than you, no other father, no other redeemer, no other support. I pray to you. Only you can help me. My present misery is too great. Despair grips me, and I am at my wit's end. I am sunk in the depths, and I cannot pull myself up or out. If it is your will, help me out of this misery. Let me know that you are stronger than all misery and all enemies. O Lord, if I come through this, please let me experience, contribute to my and my brother's blessing. You will not forsake me. This I know. Amen.